we're way past the crying wolf stage. I mean, now it's to the point of you just pointing at wolves. I mean, because they're actually there. You're not crying wolf. You're like, hey, there is actually another wolf, and everyone can turn and see them. Literally, because most of these people are so-called known wolves of terror. They know who these people are. They just haven't been able to disrupt them.
It looks like terror groups have turned the corner on getting people to conduct operations for them.
Yeah, I mean, the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, they're the two main threats, have basically mastered the outsourcing of their external operations. They don't know the names of the people that kill in their names, and they don't want to know. They just say, hey, you know, if pick up a hammer, pick up a car, pick up a knife, do whatever you can, kill the guy next to you. And that's kind of like the Orlando-style attack, which, as simplistic as you would think that is, it still killed 49 people, the worst, you know, terrorist attack since 9/11 in the U.S. And then you have the Paris attack, which was an actual directed, trained attack, which killed 130 people.
So there really isn't much difference.
It used to be that we would hope that lone wolf attacks would only kill a couple people. And that's, you know, that was something we could kind of bank on and say, okay, you know, it's not directed. These people are amateurs and they can kill a couple people. It's a terrible human tragedy, but it's not going to shake a city to its knees. But with the availability of semi-automatic weapons and a lot of motivation, you know, these attacks, these lone wolf attacks, are going to approach the style of directed attacks, and the difference will be semantics.
Patrick Skinner, Director of Special Projects at the Soufan Group. J.J. Green, WTOP News.